troupe Prague Burlesque introduced the Czech capital to the revived burlesque art form, a theatrical, glamorous, and relatively modest take on striptease in 2007, and have been performing at various venues in the city ever since. The MC and mastermind of the show is David N. Jan, a cool sometime musician who was born in Zurich to Czech parents, but moved to Prague to study. When Jan came into our studios, I first asked him to say a few words about his own background.
I first started as a fine artist. I studied fine art and graphic design. And when I was in Prague and my father was a musician, I started playing with several bands, like big names. So I didn't do graphic design anymore and started being a professional musician as a keyboarder and drummer. And I stopped doing music like around 2000, where I moved back to Switzerland, where I again started to do fine arts, where I started to work at H.R. Giger's atelier. And there I was for 3 years and then moved back to Prague again.
Tell us about working with Giger.
Yeah, that was an important part of my life. That was like high school or college. I was living at his house, at his atelier. It was something like a major domus. And yeah, was taking care about quite everything from the garden, his cat, the house, and doing like small alien sculptures. And yeah, after he ran out of money, I moved back to Prague. I organized his exhibition in the National Technical Museum in Prague and made a documentary about him.
Before we talk about your group, the Prague Burlesque, could you tell our listeners what is burlesque, in case they don't know?
Well, burlesque, I tend to say it's a theater genre, a genre which had a history of more than 100 years, ended somewhere end of 1950s, when striptease or strippers came up. Yeah, and since then it was forgotten until 1998 to 2004. Where like a new group in San Francisco, the Velvet Hammer Burlesque came up, or Dita Von Teese started to promote her.
But it shares elements with striptease.
Of course, that's like the grandma of striptease.
Are you aware of previous burlesques in Prague, I don't know, say in the 20s or earlier in the 20th century?
Yes, it had a history, quite a big history in Prague, only in Prague. It was called Krása bez závojem, like beauty without curtains or something like that. Yeah, 1915 in Prague, it was concretely Klub u Nováku, Rokoko, Alhambra, where they had like these big variety shows where big names, actors like Oldřich Nový, Rašilov had nightstands, like comedy, singing and burlesque.
What was your motivation to start up the Prague Burlesque?
Well, I just wanted to do something with girls, do something like a cabaret, some theater thing, music show, and yeah, discovered burlesque. And I found out since I'm doing it, that's a sector which is missing in Prague. Because strippers and so-called cabarets in Prague are quite big, and the whole porn scene and
cabarets in Prague, or cabaret, essentially means brothel.
Yes, it seems so. The whole thing is, you know, moved too far in the sexual way, and has lost trace with the real meaning.
The artistic side.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I started making burlesque, found out this, I fell in love with it, and yeah, producing shows since then.
Given that it wasn't known so much before your group was established, I would imagine, was it hard to get across to people what it actually was?
Yes, definitely. First I had to cut out the name striptease, because as soon they hear striptease, they automatically connect with striptease, strippers as they know them here. So I had to, you know, leave this word out to make sure, say, burlesque is a theater thing, a performance thing. It's a struggle, but we have to make it.
Glamorous names are part of your show. Your own stage name, if I'm saying it right, is Count Koroptiev, And other members of the group are called things like Lina von Sturm, Angelina Angelic, Divina de la Muerte. What kind of atmosphere are you aiming to create with this, with these names and this approach?
Well, our burlesque show was, I was always using, or I'm always using like props from the National Theater, costumes from the Barrandov film ateliers. So I'd rather create a show, like a bigger show. It's not just the single names or single stars, but I create the show as a whole and try and give it like this darker appearance with a great, you know, view on lighting and projection and stuff like that and props.
And there's also a musical element.
There's a musical element in it when I'm singing. So the whole thing is a little bit more dramatic than usual burlesque in like in other cities.
I saw the Prague Burlesque twice before Christmas, and I was also checking you guys out online, and I noticed that a lot of the performers have changed, that the names are different, the girls are different. Is there a high turnover of performers, and if so, why?
Yeah, frankly said, yes. As it's new here, so it's really hard to find performers. The older generation of women don't have this kind of humor, or they really don't know the burlesque that well and have no self-confidence, it seems, to do it. Therefore, the girls seem to be younger and younger. And the names change frequently because, they get pregnant, they gain weight and lose self-confidence again, they have boyfriends which have problems and so on. So it's quite hard to find performers who would take it seriously and would build up their names.
What kind of girl makes a good burlesque performer?
Well, usually it's what makes burlesque interesting is the innocence, you know. You have to see innocence in their eyes. You have to see that they're curious, intelligent girls rather than, you know, ordinary strippers usually know what they have and they just put it out and know how to sell themselves. Burlesque is much more, you know, the work with the eyes, the erotic appearance. So, yeah, a good burlesque performer is a nice...
Good-looking.
Good-looking, of course, or even not. Even, you know, even not good-looking girls are more interesting because they have the certain shyness, and but they still want to be loved, and this makes this electricity, you know? That's the moment where you feel something is going on stage. That's the important moment.
Are you aware of any other burlesque groups in this region?
In Prague, we're pretty much alone. And, well, the closest is Berlin.
What kind of places do you guys play?
Well, right now we play regular shows at the Barn Books in Manesavatna Forum in Vinohrady. That's like a small, it's a beautiful bar, great drinks, everything. So the ambiance is just perfect. There we are once a month. And now we're trying to build up more venues. I'm going to make a big review in Goldfingers at Alhambra. So my intense this year is trying making burlesque accessible to a bit wider range of audience.
And what does the future hold for Prague Burlesque, do you think?
Well, Prague Burlesque, I'm trying to finally get together a group and make them a little more professional, make it possible for them to, or for us to travel more as guest appearances. And a big plan is to make a burlesque festival, Prague Burlesque Festival, this year. So this would be a big plan.
This is, I presume, bringing in groups from other cities, other countries?
Exactly. To bring in people from abroad, like professional burlesque performers to, you know, show Prague what it's about.
My very last question is, where can people see you next?
Our closest show now is in Meat Factory. That's going to be the Bizarre Carnival. It's free entrance, so it's possible for everybody to see.
That's this coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday, 9th.